When I think of London, I think of Mary Poppins, and I think of a spoonful
fictional
of sugar
characters,
and I think of that movie.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. That's called an intro.
Oh.
I think
I don't know how to do
that's
that.
What that is.
Welcome,
hey.
Welcome to Village Idiots.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah, that's the name. Welcome.
Spelled with a Z.
With a Z. Why does it have a Z in it?
No reason.
No reason. Just no reason.
There's no reason at all.
There's no reason. Hi, Zoe.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing
pretty
good.
No correlation.
That's good. I'm tired. I was up, I think we left at 6 a.m. and I got home at midnight. It was exhausting.
Oh, you're jet lagged.
I'm jet lagged, yes.
Oh, dear.
It's good. So let's go around the room. Zoe, how you been?
I've been really good.
And who are you?
So I'm Zoe. I'm one of the many hosts
of
this show.
Oh, you were going to say the host. You were.
No, I'm going to be humble.
With a capital H. I'm the host.
I'm the host.
Yeah, I like it when
I'm humble. I'm one of the many hosts.
No, I like it when you're the host because it takes all the pressure off
of
me.
I'm the one and only host.
So I can leave? Is that what you're
saying? I won this position fair and square because I killed all the other contenders.
Oh.
And so now I get to be the only host.
Yeah, that... Okay,
you consumed them, and now you're.
I'm gonna scoot away now. You know,
I would move away from her. Yeah, she's dangerous.
This couch isn't big enough. Help!
She's gonna sliding to the left.
I don't think it's small enough.
Help!
I'm Greg Enslin, and I'm not the host. I'm just one of the many people that work on the show. Me and Travis and Abby and all the other people just show up and service Zoe.
And you know,
and her podcasting needs.
I mean, it's like you guys are the ingredients.
And you're the cake? Are you the cake?
We obey her whims.
She got that cake.
I'm the chef, and I make beautiful magic out of all
of you. You do. You do make beautiful magic.
You bring me out of my shell.
I make an excellent souffle.
You do, and you're the Julia Childs of this show.
If
do you know who that is?
I do. Okay, the cooking.
She did the cooking, yes.
And,
yes. Wow.
And Greg, if you were a food, what would you be? I have an answer for you.
On what he would be or what you would be?
I would be Drunken Noodle. That's my favorite Thai meal. What would you think I would be, Zoe?
I thought maybe mashed potatoes.
Oh, because I'm lumpy and boring? What? What did you say?
Whoa.
I swear I just said the first thing that came to mind.
Okay, good.
Abby, if you were a food, what would you be?
A singular chocolate chip.
Hello, governor.
Okay, that's good. Liz, do you have an answer?
I think I'd be a really messy plate of spaghetti.
I like, yeah. That's
with meatballs?
Or yeah, with meatballs.
Extra balls.
That's a good answer.
Yes. All the balls.
Abby, hey.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Abby.
Introduce yourself.
Yep, I'm Abby.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going places.
You're going
probably
places.
Probably to hell, but that's okay.
Oh.
She's another host.
Oh, this is the goth siren of Tip City.
What?
Is what she's referred to. She's referred to...
I'm more like the shadow that follows you in the alleyways.
Yeah, she's like
don't look into that.
You don't look dead inside to me.
There are some women that lurk around these parts that would disagree with that.
Apparently, they have a shirt. We have a shirt with that whole
thing.
We
do. We got merch.
Yes.
We got merch. And one of them, many of them are dedicated to Zoe's trip to Florida, but we have a recent merch.
You said tryptophobia.
Tryptophobia. Yeah.
Same thing.
But we have merch for all the episodes. You do a great job with that, by the way.
She's a great graphic designer.
So go on Redbubble and search for Village Idiots or Clock Tower Media. Either one works. And there's also a link in the YouTube.
Yeah, there is, because I'm on it.
You're good.
Who are you?
And who do we have sitting in with us today?
I'm Liz. I'm back.
Yes! Lizard
the Slizzard.
They caught me again, and I'm back in their hold.
Trapped.
Yep.
Liz is in a cage. Yeah. We just put a microphone up to the cage.
Your name is Liz? Elizabeth?
Yes, it's short for Lizard.
Elizabeth.
Slizzard.
Sure. I only know you as the mayor's daughter.
Yes, most people know me as that, yes.
You have a hat that says, I'm more than just the mayor's daughter.
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now.
Let's get a hat that says that for Liz.
And then everyone's going to be like, no one cares.
She's not just the mayor's daughter. She's his successor. So you all better watch your mouths.
Wow.
She's next.
Good luck running for city council.
I don't
mess.
Want that.
It's a lot of work.
I want to run for it.
It's a lot of work.
Somebody should run.
I don't want to support my local government. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Or.
We don't feel like it.
Or you could join the local government and help run things. Then you get to make all the decisions. Don't you want to make decisions, Zoe?
I guess I really do like
we're making Tip City gay,
especially when it's for other people. Don't I like to make decisions it better? For other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
There you go.
Yeah.
Zoe, what would you change about our town?
I guess I'd change some of the people that were allowed in.
You can't do that.
Mm-hmm. She's got like border. She is the border patrol. Just Zoe.
Yeah.
Every time someone comes in, she's like, let me do a brief history search on you.
You have denied. To, if you want to live in the city, you have to take me to dinner and you have to dazzle me. Okay. With you your sense audition. Of humor.
Ahead of time before you approve it?
Yes. And then it's either a yay or a nay.
It's yeah. a thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up or thumbs down. Like
it's like
emperor.
A dating show for Zoe.
It is.
We should sure. start one of those.
That's actually a really... I wish Zoe's I had that in the
great
paper.
Great dates before.
I wish I had like an advice column in the paper of like yes. people write in and be yes. like, I met a man. He bought me a $12 salad. What does that mean?
Oh my God. Well, let's be careful. Mean? But yeah.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about anybody I know. I'm just saying that'd be fun.
You can list me in the paper if you want to. Picture me like single woman seeking companion.
Like in a classified?
No, I want to send for a mail order husband.
Mail order bride.
There you go.
Yes.
Put an ad in for a mail order husband. Just ship him right to my door.
What country?
I'm not picky. Want?
Oh, are you going to say your address again? You got to let him know.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. No, don't do that.
I live in a world between time and space.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Great.
I could get you Nosferatu. He could come and live in our town, and he could be
he
your husband.
Already does, dude. He already lives here, and he is after her.
Low-key. I stand in my window every night in like a white silk nightgown, like a Victorian, and I say,
she's
come
waiting.
To me.
Okay,
then
Lily
then
Rose
the
Depp.
Come.
Yeah, I guess you could call me that.
Do you stand on the balcony?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
I stand anywhere there's a great height.
Do me a favor. Before you say something really funny, let me know so I don't drink my coffee. Because I just about sprayed coffee all over.
At what? What did I say?
I stand
everyone,
on my
I'm
window.
I'm about to be funny. Oh.
Everybody prepare. Here comes.
Brace.
Joke incoming.
I'm going to do a bit. Everyone better shut up.
I'm standing in my window. Wait, I'm like, where is this going? Oh, my God.
She's about to jump out.
I think you should leave. It's like, wait, I'm doing something. Please let me go first. Please let me go first. I'm doing something.
And then it's just
a Nosferatu impression.
You must bounce on it. Crazy style.
I don't mind you doing the impressions, but I cannot look at you when you do them. I cannot make eye contact with you.
But
it's so disturbing.
It works best when you just...
Crazy style.
Yeah.
You don't want me to make eye contact
no,
with you.
No, look me right in the eyes.
Oh my God, no. Eye contact at that moment, not going to happen.
No, that's what I would prefer.
Zoe likes eye contact.
Apparently. And now we're on a bonus
You guys
episode.
Are freaks.
No, you.
So I think so Abby has a story to tell us today. And I'm a little bit creeped out and weirded out because I got a little bit of a preview on it. And I'm like, okay, here we go.
Spin us an evil yarn.
Oh, I got an evil
yarn. Yes, so what happened?
Sit down, get you a little drink, get some popcorn and get ready because I went through it on Friday.
Oh, it makes me angry when people are mean to you guys. Liz, not so much, but you too.
Hey, I can take it. These
I know.
Guys...
You're the mayor's daughter.
Right.
But Zoe
I'm also
and Abby.
A B-I-C-T-H.
Hey.
No, she's not.
Hey, I can spell. I know what you said.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Please don't tell my dad. Okay.
But I don't like it when bad things happen to you, too. So go ahead,
yeah.
Abby. I want to hear all about it.
I got a text on Wednesday night from my dad, and he was like, hey, do you want to go check out some really, really cool muscle cars? And I'm like, yeah,
sweet.
Hello.
Okay. This sounds great.
Right.
This couldn't possibly go wrong.
Right. Yeah. He goes, yeah, my friend, we know a man named Peter DeLeo. He's kind of famous. He's been on 60 Minutes and stuff. Look him up. Anyways, I'll get him on the show. Anyways, he sent my dad a link, and he lives not in Ohio, and he was going to, he is a pilot. And he has his own plane. He's going to do a little fly out here and pick up a muscle car for himself. But he wanted us to check it out because there were some weird circumstances when he was trying to get in contact with the owner of said muscle car.
So he was trying to buy it.
Yes.
And he sent you guys ahead to
right.
like scope
it was in
it
Dayton.
Out.
Yeah. So he was like, how close are you guys? We're like, really close. Why not? We'll go. So it was Harry, my sister Bree, my dad, and I all show up to this warehouse at 5.
Mm-hmm. In Dayton?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very not in a great... It's like behind Scene 75.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about. The warehouse is there. So we show up.
It's not a great part of town.
No, it's not. There. No, yeah. So we show up and there's like nothing. And at first we're just kind of talking. We're like, oh, the person's going to show up, you know. And then we kind of walk around the building to see if we can like knock on a door or something to see if anyone's in there. All the windows are blacked out with curtains and everything. Again, no foreshadowing whatsoever, obviously there. And we wait and then it's like 5:15 and stuff. We're like, okay, where is this guy? My dad tries to call him straight to voicemail. My dad tries to email him, nothing. And then we like take a picture in front of it because we're like, we don't know if they're here. So this is just going to be kind of proof that we were here. And then my dad gets
the police.
My dad gets an idea of, he sees these other guys in this other warehouse, like just talking. It was like they were working on like semi trucks or something. So my dad goes over to them and is talking to them for a little while, comes back and goes, no one's owned this building for like 6 years. And if you look up where the person who's supposed to have this building, like where they live, it says Tip City. But if you look that up on Google Maps, it is just in the middle of the woods with no house at all connected to it.
That sounds great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was
so,
this a ghost that contacted your
It was trafficking.
Phone?
No, I'm just kidding.
They're in the walls. So, yeah.
So then we get in contact with Peter again. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. Because I had just talked to them. And they said the car's in South Dakota. Which, sure, buddy. Sure
That's
it is.
Not near Tip City.
No. And then he was like, yeah, they just contacted and said, if you give me half of the money down right now, I'll ship you the car. That's what I call a S-C-A-M. Yeah, so we got out of there really quick because there was like two guys in a car that we noticed, that I noticed anyways, that like drove by and they're like really staring. I'm like, this is how you get thrown into the back of a white windowless fun van.
A fun van?
So we, yeah.
It says free candy on the
exactly.
side.
Exactly. Yeah. So like true Americans, we went to Cracker Barrel instead.
Yeah, why not?
Yes. Yes.
Excuse my dying.
What is a kilometer?
What
the hell is a kilometer?
I'm sorry you experienced an evil time.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I have the address of the, you know.
That's not great.
I have the website,
really
everything.
Sketchy.
Watch your back, car man. I'm going to find you.
So nothing happened with the car? Like the car?
It doesn't exist. There's
the car
no way.
Doesn't exist.
No, if you look at the website, it's pretty sketchy. Ooh. It was like muscle cars for like 23,000.
Oh.
That seems low.
Yeah, and they had less than 10,000 miles on them. Yeah.
On occasion, I will be on Facebook Marketplace looking for a couch or something like that.
I love Facebook Marketplace. And I'm on Facebook Marketplace all the time.
Don't sell me a couch.
But do you want one, though?
I do.
Okay, I know where you can get one. It's on Facebook Marketplace.
So I go on and I'm looking for a couch. Leather, right?
Yeah.
And I go and I look and they're all in somebody's house.
Okay.
Or a basement or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then one of them is like, I have a couch for sale. It's $50. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah,
it's in a parking lot.
No,
next to one of those self storage places.
Yeah,
and none of the doors are up. And it's just
I would fall for that.
Some silence of the land.
And as you're telling this story, I'm like, that sounds like that parking lot where like the photo makes it look like you're going to be abducted.
Have you ever had a weird Facebook Marketplace like story?
I've never. No.
Okay.
Do you buy stuff on there?
Oh yeah.
I got my car.
And you're
there.
Still here.
So I am. Well, one time.
Wait, you bought your car on there?
It's a wonder she's still here. Bless her heart.
You bought your car on Facebook?
Yeah. And oh, yeah. Ramona Flowers is great. Love her.
And it went fine?
Yeah. I got my car.
Most things are legit.
Yeah.
But
sometimes they're not.
So you had a bad experience?
No, it was fine. It was just.
You were kidnapped?
No. So
and they gave you back because
I really, that is low key. Yeah.
That's true.
I really wanted a hair dryer that looked like a gun. It was a gun hair dryer. And they were discontinued. Like, no one is making hair dryers look like guns anymore. For some reason, they're out of style.
Coward.
Bring it back.
But there was one in my Airbnb in London.
Really?
And it looked like it was from the 60s.
I guess I saw a picture of it on Pinterest somewhere, but I got hooked. And I just knew. I don't even use a hair dryer. I've probably used this thing like twice since I've got it, but I don't even use hair dryers, but I knew that I was like, it must be mine. So I was looking on Facebook Marketplace for a while, and because they're discontinued, a lot of them were like $200, $300.
Right.
But finally, I see one. It's beautiful. It's like never been used. It's still in the box. It's only $100. Mm-hmm. And
that's a good price.
I thought it was okay. I'd been saving up. I knew I really wanted this.
Hell yeah.
Actually, you know what I did? I waited for my tax return to hit. This was last year. That tax return hit, I'm like gun hair dryer.
Yeah. You're the only one.
Whoa.
You're the only person on the planet saving their tax.
Have to save because the tax return hit. I remember because my grandma files my taxes. I was like, Grandma, can you go ahead and file those? Because there's this gun hair dryer I really want to buy.
Right. And she's like, okay, dear.
I got you.
That sounds great. Are you taking your medication?
She didn't even question it. She was like, okay, whatever. This is like classic.
New phone. Who dis?
Yeah. So I go drive to pick it up and I park outside and it's just this like.
Is it a warehouse house? Behind no, scene 75?
It's a house on a corner. I'm like, ooh, this is a little sketchy looking, but I walk right up to the front door.
East Dayton? Were you in East Dayton?
It was. Oh, it was Dayton. I don't remember what part. I just put in the address.
It doesn't matter what part.
So it wasn't Dayton, but I go.
She grew up at East Dayton.
I walk up to the door. I like homecoming. Ring the doorbell. I like knock on the door. I hear this dog like barking, barking, barking. I'm just like standing there like, and I can't tell if I'm at the front of the house or the back of the house.
Don't stand right in front of the door ever. Because when they shoot through the door, you'll
get
shot.
Why would anybody shoot me?
So the cops, if you notice, they always stand to the side. They never stand right in front of the door.
Anyways, I was standing right directly in front of this door.
Because you might be a
face pressed against the screen.
You might
using this. Please this shoot knowledge me. For later.
And
you might be collecting rent or something. You know, who knows?
And this old man opens the door.
Yeah, he does.
And I'm like,
wow. No pants.
Yeah, he does.
I'm like, hey, I'm from Facebook Marketplace.
I'm here for my gun.
I'm here for my gun.
I'm from Facebook Marketplace.
And he was like really nice. He was like, okay, yeah.
Come on in, little girl.
And he was like, oh, like I got this from my sister or whatever.
She's dead.
She was, I think.
Okay.
No correlation.
He gave me a
backstory. She's in the basement.
No, he gave me a backstory. I think she was. He came into a bunch of her possessions, I guess.
Yeah, because she died. Because he killed her.
I said, say less. So I go around.
Zoe.
I'm being so honest.
Zoe. So you go into Sweetheart. This old man.
He plugs it in and he's like,
are you in his basement at this
point? No. He's like, here's how it works. And I'm like, oh, perfect. Awesome. Thanks. I give him the money, my tax return.
Did he dry your hair?
It's a hair dryer. Wait, why does he need to show you how you plug it in and you push the button and it works? What? Why did he lure you
into his house? Did he offer to dry your hair? That's what I want to know.
In case I'd never used a hair dryer before.
Zoe.
But it all went really well.
You are a millennial.
And then I left and I took my hair dryer and I drove off. And then that was it.
And was it $100?
I've never had. Yeah, it was $100.
Was it the best $100 you've ever spent?
Yeah, it was.
Does it dry your hair real good?
It does. It's beautiful too.
I need to borrow a hair dryer. Do you know anybody who has one?
I have a gun you can use.
Liz, do you have any successful or unsuccessful Facebook Marketplace stories?
I've never used Facebook Marketplace.
All the cool people are doing it.
I know, but I just...
And you rarely get kidnapped.
I have so much crap in my house, I don't need to buy anything
You should else. Sell something on Facebook Marketplace, and That's then Zoe will come to your house.
Yes. I sold a tapestry to a lesbian.
I've been trying to get Zoe into my house.
That's the show title.
Trying to lure her
in
there.
Sold a tapestry to a lesbian.
I did, yeah. She was like, me and my girlfriend have been looking for stuff for our apartment.
Nice.
That's the best person.
I was like, I'll give this
to
you for $5. And I just met her in a Wendy's.
Yes, a Wendy's lesbian.
It was a classic Wendy's lesbian.
$5 biggie bag.
I said, for if you Venmo me $5, I'll give you this beautiful night sky tapestry.
Now that's who I know is going to take good care of my tapestry.
Exactly.
Somebody from Wendy's. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. That's how you meet good
Wendy
people.
Wendy herself. But you know
Wendy,
what?
If you will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you bought anything else on Facebook Marketplace?
Bruce, I guess I bought a Native American pottery pot.
Okay.
Nice.
I got it for my apartment. It was like the first thing I bought for my apartment.
Is it disco related? Because it doesn't sound like it would fit you.
And
your...
I met him at a playground.
Think the Native Americans knew about disco.
You met him at a playground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why was... Okay.
The
what?
Native American so pottery casually. Seller?
He was like, I got this. Like,
why was he in the playground?
He just wanted to meet there.
Why not?
Oh, he wanted to meet you there? He wasn't just hanging out there?
No, yeah. Okay. He wasn't like, that's we didn't start talking and he's like, intense. I have a Native American pottery in my trunk. It wasn't like that.
come and
hey,
come
girl, you want some Native American pottery?
It's the way I would have probably fallen for that too. No so one you, get any ideas from my stories, please.
So you made a purchase and are you happy with your... $20. You were happy with your purchase?
It was amazing, yeah.
Do you just buy all of your things on Facebook Marketplace?
Let me think about what else I got.
I bought. I did not buy it, but that table down there in the lobby is from Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, really?
$5. It's a beautiful table. It was $5.
That's nice.
Yeah. Perfect.
It has four legs and everything.
I need a couch.
I can't not know how to hear any more about tables.
What?
Hello?
Good morning.
I was playing. I think you should.
Oh, yeah. My table. Oh. It's so dirty. Don't talk about the table.
I can never tell if they're quoting from a show or if they're just insane.
Why is she swearing? She didn't swear. She just said shoot.
I cannot know how to hear any more about tables.
Is this always sunny?
No, it's I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson.
Okay, I'm going to watch all those tomorrow.
Sorry, we're so brain dead. We just quote the
I have
same,
to watch all those.
Same stuff over and you over again.
You should. I think that you would like that show.
So do you have any advice for people who want to purchase things on Facebook Marketplace?
I would say if you have friends, you should bring a friend with you.
Yeah.
And should you buy classic cars on Facebook Marketplace?
It's from reputable sellers, yes.
Yes. So you bought your car and you had no problems.
Yeah.
Really?
I got it and it was in an Indian Lake. My dad and I went out and tested it and then we got him to bring the price down a little lower. And good. Then he met us out here.
And then you paid
boom,
cash?
Bada bing.
Check? How does that work?
We met at the bank. Oh, so the bank gave him cash.
I was
going to
say, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
I love my car. I love my car. Thank you.
You have a nice car. Yeah, I like your car.
My little
Lincoln. Did you name your car Greg? Does your car have a name?
No, it doesn't.
Wow. Okay.
I had a car once named Fiona.
Oh, okay. After the apple?
No.
After the Shrek?
No.
After
this
the
is
apple.
Before Shrek.
Liz just got her car working, she is a mobile woman. She's
I
a mobile
have
woman.
A name for my
she's
car.
Gonna be on the move. I'll help you.
But it's a Chevy Malibu. So I was thinking about pulling a Trisha Paytas and doing Malibu Barbie.
I like yes. that.
I like that.
I like
That's
that
good.
Actually.
Yeah.
Is it pink?
No, it's white, but
can it be?
Pink.
Can
it
be?
It could be pink.
Yeah. Literally, you could put one like pink flower bumper sticker on it and call it a day.
Or yes. pink rims would
I need,
be nice.
I yes. need everyone on the highway to know that a girl is driving this car.
It's girly. Make
so
it
they,
girly.
So they can't. Yeah. I mean, they can all already probably tell by my driving, but.
Oh,
so
hey!
So they don't get
hey.
Mad at me.
Liz, you just set women back.
Well, I saw her driving here. She was in the far right lane. Going 20 miles slower than everybody else.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
scared.
Is that Liz?
I'm sorry, I'm scared.
It's
of the highway?
That's yes.
No, then that's valid.
Love is a highway. It will help
I
if you...
ride it all night long.
Silly songs with Larry.
My way, I want to ride... Wait, I was going to say, I'm going to ride it all night long, but I feel like that can't be the right lyric.
That was...
It is, that's the lyric.
Really?
It is.
All
right. Go ahead. Sing it really loud. Go.
I'd rather not.
Okay, good.
I'd rather not.
I guess I'd just rather not.
Do
my
y'all?
Car's named Brandy. After Brandy, you're a fine girl.
That's a
what
good song.
A good wife you would be.
You're before or after Guardians of the Galaxy? Did you name that?
Oh, is that song in? I've only saw the first
Crisp
one.
Rat.
Crisp Rat.
Crisp.
Crisp.
Rat.
Rat.
Crisp. Rat.
Charred rodent.
Yes.
I need
and
the
that's
spit
what they
guard.
Called me in high school.
I'm glad you got the spit guard. I don't have it. And I'm like spraying.
Yeah, I'm like,
no.
That sounds good.
Enhance that. Enhance
I love
that.
It.
You guys are getting
his name is
muted.
Chris Pratt. His name is Chris Pratt.
I'm going to be so angry when I listen back to this.
Because?
I'm going to be like.
You're the host?
I'm going to. What? Yeah, I'm the editor.
Caught her off guard.
I'm the editor.
She's the
if
editor,
you touch
she's
me one
host.
More time.
I think you naming your car will make it better.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, so name it and then jazz it up.
Okay.
Make it yours.
Yes. I want to put stuff in it.
People will know that it's not just the mayor's daughter's car, but it's Liz's car.
Damn right.
Dang it. And you pick a name. And Sherry, what's the name of your car?
Brandy.
Brandy, that's a great name for a car.
Flip,
I'm going to name my car Brandy.
I should name my car.
I almost said the F word.
Don't say the F word. Fire truck? Fire truck?
Yeah, that word. Yeah. Fire truck you.
Hey, totally. It starts with an F and it ends with some other letters. Yeah. Yep. Okay, I'll name my car. That's a good idea.
I just Walter. Think it's fun.
Walter. Yeah,
I like that.
Walter.
I bought Walter it because White? It's the car he bought in yeah, Breaking Bad. That's
are you why
I bought
me?
It. No, I'm shallow. That not, should not surprise you. No.
Greg is the typical American consumer.
Yes. No, I like that car in the show, and when I got a chance to buy it, I did. So I'll call it Walter. That's a good.
You
name
probably you probably bought everything off the infomercials back in the day. You probably bought the My Pillow.
I did not.
No, don't even get me started.
I did not buy the My Pillow.
Wasn't he on like on cocaine the entire time?
Anyway,
no, that's John DeLorean. That's something. That's
no, it's the same guy.
We talking about the ShamWow guy.
ShamWow. It's a different guy.
Did he assault his wife?
Did you have you ever bought anything?
He probably has 10 packages of Flex tape.
I don't have any Flex tape, but this is a good topic for this show is buying issues and problems that people have had with buying stuff.
Speaking of buying things, the Village Elite podcast does have merch.
Oh yeah, we have merch.
Just a reminder and Abby makes it all and she's really
and you will not regret your Redbubble purchase.
Thank you.
Of merch because Abby knows what she's doing.
She does.
And all the money goes to saving children in El Salvador.
All the money goes to getting me a second gun hair dryer.
Yes, that's the real cause.
Help Zoe get a gun for her head.
Next I want a gun that looks like a hair dryer.
Yes. Yeah. I hope you don't get them confused.
I hang them right next to each other.
And every day, it's like Russian roulette.
Yeah.
You're actually playing Russian roulette.
Because my memory just resets every day.
I also buy a lot of stuff on another service that will not be named.
No, because it's our little secret.
And that's our little secret.
I heard someone talking about your little secret when they came into Chief.
But I get good stuff on there, and I'm really happy with it. And then every third item is junk.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought any junk on there?
You know what? I haven't.
Have you bought anything and like opened it up there and been like... No, I don't want it because they won't charge you your money.
I know. And no, honestly, like, I guess I've just had good luck with getting stuff.
I bought a table.
I don't get good luck.
It said table.
I can't not know how to hear any more about tables.
And it said table.
Any more about tables.
As is. So you're like, oh, okay.
Never get anything as is.
I didn't know you could sort that stuff out.
So dirty.
Anyway, you see that table?
So dirty. Eddie Munster ruined my table.
You see that table over there?
What did Eddie do to my tables?
We're doing two separate shows.
I heard you're having trouble with your tables. Go to hell, George, you fucking pig. You don't know how to treat the customer.
How much have you had to drink?
I guess just this coffee.
It's just coffee and vibes.
See that table over there, people?
Yep.
I bought it
from
a certain website that shall not be named.
I like.
They don't sell tables. I was checking earlier.
I wish they did. I wish they sold the furniture that... Mm-hmm. Never mind.
That is used in their short films?
Yes. Yeah. And their cinematic masterpieces.
I bought the table, and I got it home, and I opened up the box. It's just the top.
Yeah, because it's as is.
There's no bottom.
That's how it always goes. If you buy something that's as is, it means you're only going to get a piece of it.
No bottom. Well, I learned my lesson.
And with all the...
Where'd you get the bottom, then?
There's no bottom.
Well, what are we talking about, dog?
That table over there, it's just floating in the air. Why? Are you seeing it on a table? Are you seeing a bottom?
I want to know what the joke you're trying to make.
I'm seeing a bottom.
There's no joke. I spent money on a table that's only half a table.
I see a full table, Greg.
It's sitting on top of another. It's sitting on top of another table that I bought.
Okay, I see.
So don't lean on it. It'll literally fall over.
Okay.
But I have had good luck buying stuff from this place, and then I've had bad luck. So
When I had bad luck, when I spent $90 on that damn signed picture.
Okay, now that's a scam. That's a total
like
a scam.
I'm so sorry. That's so funny.
It only said it in like the small print underneath.
When you were talking about it on the show, Travis brought it up on the screen,
yep.
And we all looked at it, and not one of us was like, "Oh, that's a scam."
Right. Well, yeah, because it doesn't say that it's not a real signature. And so you like scroll into the fine print. It's like, oh, it's falsimile or whatever.
Actually, okay. I did this.
That is so
George from
It's a cool picture, but it was
signed
not worth it.
Signed by Zoe from Facebook Marketplace.
See, now I need Zoe to sign it, and now it'll actually be worth something.
Then it'll be worth something.
It will be worth tens of dollars.
No, just kidding. Have you ever been scammed? Have you fallen victim to...
I literally just bought a table that was bottomless.
Right, but that's on you because it says as is, and it'll tell you that it's incomplete.
So you're saying I have to read the entire listing?
Yes. I never buy anything as is for that
so
reason.
You're so thorough it's that you read the fine print, but you'll go around to a guy's garage and just like be like, hello.
Hey, who's Hi. The host?
Do you have a gun? Do you have a hair dryer shaped
I'm
like a
vulnerable,
gun?
I'm vulnerable and I'm a woman.
Can I come in your house?
That's really funny, guys. I bought a shark blanket that was a scam.
A shark blanket?
Yeah, so it was...
Was it not made of real shark?
It was during the craze where, like, you would get... step into the blanket and it was a shark. So my little sister wanted one. So I told her I'd buy her one. And so I went to, like...
Is this like a fire wallet?
Oh, yeah.
Is this random things you buy your family members?
Well, that's what you do when you love people, wallet. Greg. I don't know if you know this, but...
I don't buy you anything.
You got me a teddy bear.
I did. I got you. Never mind.
From London.
Hello, Ghana. And it talks to you.
Can I sweep your chimney for 5 cents?
Poppycock.
What?
Five shillings. Five cents.
Shillings. Pence.
Five shillings. Oh, I don't know the exchange rate between British and...
Wants just a kind of tuna.
So you're saying if I want to not get scammed, read the whole listing, and if it says as is, you're taking the gamble, and if it doesn't turn out the way I want, don't complain to the host.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Because I see stuff on this certain site all the time.
Oh, you almost said it. You're like...
But I stopped myself.
You did.
And it'll say
that's
as
why.
Is.
She's a professional.
It'll say as is. And then if you read the description, it'll say... Box one of three. Or like incomplete, like base only.
This one didn't say that. This said table.
I'm inclined to believe the people.
Bleep that out.
I said bitch.
Okay, so just for the record, the couch that you're sitting on right now with Abby is from this place, and it was $30, and that's a $400 couch, and I'm extremely happy with the purchase.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. $40.
And it came from the Voldemort website. The one that shall not be named.
Voldemort sold you this couch.
You know what I'm in the market for?
What are you in the market for?
I'm really nervous to start like being in the market for this on eBay.
You need what is it? Congratulations. Is it a bassinet?
No.
Oh my god.
Is it a stroller?
No.
Name the baby after me, please.
No, I'm
all right. Any other any other scam shopping stories before we wrap up for the day?
Well, now I'm scared to expose myself.
No, go ahead. Expose yourself.
Oh,
no,
I will look away.
Oh no, you go ahead, Abby.
I will look away. Go ahead.
You can go first.
No, Abby, you go.
Oh, okay.
I'm done.
It's like Zoe standing in her window. It's a hypothetical.
One time, I needed money and I hit the corner.
But not in a prostitute way.
Oh, no. But not...
No.
Zoe's not...
I wish I had a shirt that said...
Was it our corner, Zoe?
It was.
Oh, no.
Is they share a corner.
Is that the clown corner?
It was my night for the. It was my night to have the corner, so...
Yeah.
I also made $40, so.
Wow.
We take turns with the corner.
That's almost half of your hair dryer cost, so that worked out great.
Yeah, it really did.
Earning back every penny.
I know that's right.
All right. Well, if you're interested in purchasing anything on Facebook Marketplace, chances are pretty good it's Zoe or Liz selling it. So.
Oh, I thought you were just saying if you're purchasing something, it is Zoe.
Oh, no. I would never say that. Probably will be Zoe. She's sitting right here looking at me. I would never say that.
When she looks away.
I will. When she looks away. And if anybody knows of a couch, please let me know because I want to buy a couch. I need a couch.
For your home?
For that spot right over there where our CPA guy is sitting.
Do y'all have a couch?
We have a CPA on staff here.
We do.
Yeah.
It's Travis.
He's doing work right now.
It's Travis.
Travis!
No, Travis is in the back working on the equipment.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for joining us on this episode where we talked about scams and Is that weird what we stories talked about? And shopping online and
yeah. What did we talk
and
about?
Tables.
Zoe works for Facebook Marketplace.
And not knowing how and to tables. Hear nothing about tables.
I can't not know how to hear any more about tables.
If you know anything about bottoms, I need a table bottom.
I think a few of us know some things about bottoms.
I'm looking at Zoe though. But if you know anything about bottoms for tables. Sorry, I'm being more specific.
I'm looking at Zoe though is an insane call out.
It is, yes. I need a bottom for my table.
Well, okay.
Over there. If see it over there?
We'll get you on Grindr.
I mean, you know, I was about to say, you know a thing or two about bottoms, Mr. Popular on Grindr.
Oh. Is Grindr the website where like people make like wood things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they use like the one, Greg. The thing, the sander that throws
sure,
the sparks.
There's wood on Grindr for sure.
I'm sure there's wood on there, but is there sand, like the sparks come off of like the
oh,
sander?
Oh, there's sparks. Sparks will fly.
And there's fire.
Sparks will
yeah.
fly.
Oh my goodness. So yeah. look on there for bottoms. Oh is that God. What you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. I have to probably bleep that out.
Bonus episode.
So why don't you find usable. A bottom on there for me and then let me know if it'll work with this table.
I'll keep my eyes it. Out.
Thanks. Key. I don't have a Grindr account, so I'll use yours.
Okay, that works.
Swipe left. Well, thanks everybody for joining us. And
that's a direction.
There and there you go. All right.
Thanks
thank you.
For joining. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not held hostage at all. Zoe, I'm gonna see you tonight in your dreams.
Oh. Yeah, again. Oh, third night in a row.
I see you every night in my dreams, Abby. Oh.
I drive by her house. I drive by Zoe's house at night, and she's standing in the window.
Oh.
There's yeah. red lights illuminating.
Just in a
oh,
night.
The red light district.
Just in
that
a night.
That was the reference, yeah.
No, you're in a nightgown, and you're waiting for yeah. Nosferatu.
Come to me. Come to me.
With, like, Lily Depp Rose.
Oh,
that's
yep.
her name. That's her name, yeah.
Yes.
The Who depth I of that woman.
Didn't think she was a good actor until I saw that.
Nosferatu movie. Was great.
She yeah. did great. Oh,